John chapter 11. Martha has run back into town and told her sister Mary that the teacher would like a word with her. Mary burst out of the house, and everyone thinks that she's overcome with sorrow and grief and is going to the graveside to weep some more. So they're surprised when she runs to Jesus and just melts at his feet. She says the same thing that Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." And the text says that when Jesus saw Mary weeping and the crowd behind her weeping, that he was deeply moved and greatly troubled. Now we have to ask the question, why is Jesus so stirred up emotionally? The words here, deeply moved and greatly troubled, are not what you may think. He's not weeping like the rest of the people at this moment. He's indignant. That's what the word deeply moved means. He's agitated. So what has he seen that gets him this way? Well, he's seen the mourning of the people. And here's what I suspect. Jesus is not just compassionate and sentimental because people are grieving. He's angry at the cause of their mourning, and the root cause is sin. Sin causes death. Sin is a destroyer. Sin tries to undo all that God has done. And because of this, Jesus' blood begins to boil. But we also see the depth of his humanity in verse 35, when in simple words it says, Jesus wept. Not anger, not agitated, not stirred up, he wept. Tears fell from his face over the grief he sees in his friends, over the struggle of pain his friend Lazarus endured. Jesus was not a professional mourner like some in the crowd, but neither did Jesus cry as one in complete despair. These tears and emotions put on display the most genuine love ever known. And what we learn from this is that when Jesus came to the earth, he entered not just our planet, but our pain as well. He was known as a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief and sickness. Part of the glory of Christ is that he becomes like us. And here's the deep reality and one reason why we love Christ. When you are in pain or sorrow or are grieving, it does not escape the watchful eye of King Jesus. When you mourn over a loss or over the effects of sin, Jesus looks upon you and he says, "I know exactly how you feel. I have felt that pain before." We don't serve and follow a king who is removed and unconcerned with our sorrows, but rather one who got down in the dirt with us. He still feels deeply about your hurts and pains. So listen to me. Jesus knows exactly what he's about to do in this particular situation. He knows that he's about to bring back Lazarus from the dead. He's already asked the Father for it, yet he still weeps with those who are weeping. You have a sympathetic Savior that you can run to in any situation in life. So live out this reality and truth by casting your burdens on him. As you pray today, please remember Paige Sanchez and her family are missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Tree Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.